Partho Sereno, Electrico Domestico. One day the Iceman came no more, neither did the coalman with his telescopic chute, nor the junkman with his horse and cart, his dust and sweat-streaked face. Not even the milkman's xylophone of bottles could be heard jangling through the magenta streets of dawn. That day the wide-eyed band of women in calico aprons, pockets bulging with clothespins, were swept away to a buzzing world where everything came with its own complication of cord. But these women of faith knew what to do. They dove in and took refuge in Houdini's secret, hiding a small brass key in their mouths. And they did what they'd always done, took everyone in, the plug-in refrigerator and washing machine, a menagerie of electric can openers, ice crushers, and coffee mills. And the Edsel of home appliances, the sit-down steam press that could snatch a shirt from your hands, send it back an origami waffle with melted buttons. It was Fat Tuesday in the history of man's imagination, a festival of dazzling inventions, each one outdoing the next. The bobby pin bowed to the spoolie to the electric roller. The wood-sided station wagon sidled up, wired with a radio in its very own garage. And the suburbs, that great yawn of grass with its pastel stutter of houses all stacked with friendly products, Hamburger Helper, Aunt Jemima, a detergent called Cheer, a dish soap named Joy, turquoise linoleum nests, feathered with vim and verve, where they delivered us, girls who grew into flowers, seeding ourselves to the wind. They watched in dismay as we pulled up those tender roots and headed out for the likes of India or back to the land. They couldn't understand why we left our humming dowries behind, plug-in frying pans, carving knives, and brooms. But on our way out they drew near, as mothers do, and slipped us the keys, the small brass keys they'd kept all the while in their mouths, but never used.